Indeed, and I commend, you know, both organisations for this, you know, excellent initiative. And I know personally through my own office, there's been large numbers of people in Donegal that have applied for this support fund. They've had 10,000 applications, over 10,000 in 2 weeks, which tells you the demand and the scale of the crisis out there. But we can't let this fund be closed down now, and I'm appealing to the government to support Red Cross and Age Action and supplement the scheme with some financial support, so that the people and many people across Donegal who will have missed out now because of the deadlines today, they get a chance to apply for it.
And I'm sure there are a number of people who may have already applied for it but didn't get considered because they have effectively closed it down temporarily, hopefully. And, you know, they do potentially face financial difficulty if it's not addressed.
Oh, indeed. I mean, you know, this is obviously an unprecedented crisis. We have asked, you know, our over 70s to cocoon in their own homes. This has a wider impact on families, supporting them. Obviously, there's some brilliant community groups across the county doing their best to help. So, you know, this fund was an excellent initiative. I commend the organisations, you know, for raising the funds through donations and charity, you know, but we need the government to step in. And an example would be, of course, the floods in Donegal in August 2017, where the Red Cross administered a fund on behalf of the government. So the government really need to put in, you know, the necessary funding to ensure that people are supported. And as I say, I could see through my own office just the scale of the challenge in Donegal. And we can't leave all of those families behind because this fund had to be closed today.